Good morning, everyone. It's a joy to be in worship with you on this not as hot as yesterday day. Did you ever take a career aptitude test in high school? Or have you ever taken the quiz in the back of a magazine with the title, "What does your astrological sign tell you about your personality?" Or have you ever taken one of those silly BuzzFeed quizzes on Facebook? Pick from these pizza toppings to find out which character from Friends you truly are. So often we try to find a box to put ourselves in. If we can fit into an established category, we find people like ourselves. We have shared interests and experiences. It's comfortable to be around people who are like us. There's no risk of being wrong or different or excluded. Our values aren't challenged. We don't have to defend our thinking or our actions. But what good does that do us, truly? How would we ever be enriched in our lives? Where would we find adventure or challenge or growth? Most likely, any time you've read this story about Mary and Martha, you've been called to identify with either of these two sisters. It seems like in this story there's just two choices, two categories, an either or. You can either be Mary, who's sitting at the feet of Jesus, soaking in everything he has to say, or you can be Martha, too busy to even take a break. But life is not either or. It's sometimes both and. Sometimes life is a spectrum. When we get caught up in that either or thinking, we tend to begin to attribute positive qualities to one option and negative qualities to the other option. Or we don't allow ourselves to be a little bit of both. Or we don't let ourselves appreciate that either or, both and, in other people. And it's a slippery slope when we get into that this or that thinking. Even our understanding of gender as more than strictly male and female is expanding with time, and we are becoming more and more inclusive. Our faith life is often seen as a two-sided coin, with one side being spirituality and the other side being social justice. No one thinks of the work of social justice, feeding the poor, clothing the naked, caring for the sick. No one thinks of those things as anything but good. And it's not like any of us would be admonished for doing good deeds. But it's not the thing Jesus is talking about in this text. And while a truly devoted faith life lived outside of the hustle and bustle of our society may seem like the objective, it's not realistic for many of us to seek that solitary life of a monk. As the late theologian Rachel Held Evans has pointed out, many common interpretations of this story pit these two sisters against each other. Martha is doing what her family and culture expect her to do. She had the social obligation to make preparations and be a happy hostess. Who knows what kind of criticism she might have faced had she walked away from her domestic duties. On top of that, their guest was the one and only Jesus. And we can all, in our heads, think of the tone that Martha was using, the kind of tone that turns the word mom into mom. She was exhausted and frustrated and unsupported by her sister Mary. And as Jesus enters, and we often read this as him admonishing Martha, but maybe he's giving her permission to stop and just be for a moment. Martha is usually described as the one who needs to change in this story because she's tending to the household duties. But it's Martha who's opened her home to Jesus and all those traveling with him. It's Martha that's making sure everyone has a place to sleep and food to eat. When we focus just on her busyness, we skip right over her generosity. She is so caught up in the process of welcoming Jesus into her home that she forgets the purpose. We do this too. Have you ever thrown a party or a wedding or another celebration, and you get to the end and realize you were too busy with the details to enjoy yourself? We have to be deliberate at being at the table, even after we spend all our energy between preparing the table, inviting others in, and making sure every detail is just so. We have to be deliberate in joining in the fellowship, hearing the stories that other people bring to the space, and witnessing God's love laid out before us. It's so easy to make Martha the warning of this story, but that just serves to divide us. We are each Martha. We are rooted in a culture that values busyness as a sign of success. If you've ever looked at your pay stub under the line item accrued vacation time and thought, "I don't have enough time to take that much time off," then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think it's especially interesting to hear this particular passage when we're in the middle of the summer, a time when we're supposed to be taking time off, getting away from the daily grind and letting our hair down. How many of you have said to yourself, "Once I get through this week, things will slow down"? Anyone? I think I say it to myself pretty much every Monday, but it never slows down. It just never does. And scrolling through my news feed to see what my friends are up to. You may have friends like me that just seem to have more hours in the day than I do. They have so effortlessly cultivated that work-life balance that I think, what do they know that I don't know? How early are their alarm clocks set for? So frequently, especially in this age of social media, the image we project of ourselves is our Martha image. We have lots to do, we have lots of places to be, lots of obligations, because we feel as though that translates to our worth and our importance. If we need to be somewhere, that means we are needed. If we have to do something, that means people are depending on us. And those are the marks of personal success in our shared experience. Now, we all stay busy for our own reasons. Some of us are too social to stay home. We want to be out and about and seeing other people. Some of us feel the social pressure to do it all and live life to the fullest. And some of us fill up our time so there's no room for intrusive thoughts of self-doubt, sadness, or grief. We need to allow ourselves some grace, as God our parent does. We need to give ourselves permission to press pause on the busyness of life. The Holy Spirit is not calling to us about time management or making sure you schedule time for this thing or that thing. It's calling us to remember our purpose. Jesus didn't admonish Martha for the things she was doing, but for the one thing she was not doing. She was preparing the table and filling up the table and practicing hospitality. But she was not taking a seat among her guests to live in the full experience that was going on around her. She needed a reminder. She needed a break. She needed permission. Not the kind of permission where someone else allows us to do something, but the kind of permission we allow for ourselves. Permission to accept that things will be okay even if they aren't perfect. Permission to enjoy what we have created for others. Permission to find joy in ourselves and our surroundings. We are fielding two different calls. One where we're called to do the action of social justice, and another where we're called to come as we are with an open heart and mind to receive God's message for us. Each summer, we send our youth to church camp, and so many of them see it as the highlight of their summer. When we pull ourselves out of our normal daily routines and grant ourselves permission to just listen for God to speak to us, we often have deeper spiritual experiences. And we're usually surprised when we turn down the overwhelming sensory overload that is human existence in 2019, and we just sit in the silence. We can actually hear something that matters, something holy. Today in Des Moines, many of our Disciples of Christ family are gathering as the General Assembly of our denomination is held. Many people come to the assembly to learn, to meet up with old friends, to hear about the kingdom building that their peers are doing. But a ton of work goes into hosting something of this scale. For every Mary headed to the assembly to soak it all in, there are Marthas out there making arrangements ranging from venue location to making sure there's rocking chairs for people who need them. There's no better place for a Martha in the world than to create inviting, intentional, and inspiring spaces where others can take rest and soak in the message Christ whispers to us. Last night at the opening worship, Reverend Terry Horde Owens, our denomination's general minister and president, shared a sermon about this year's assembly theme, Abide in Me. Excuse me. In the scripture this is based on, Jesus describes himself as the vine and us as the branches. Throughout her sermon, she talked about the function of each aspect of a vineyard where grapes are grown. To simplify her very beautiful analogy, vines cannot grow alone. Vines need structure from trellises. They need to be tended to in order to bear good fruit. But the final aspect of her analogy, I feel, can resonate with this message. Throughout her sermon, she moved from the ground up in terms of talking about the vines. And the last piece that she mentioned was the canopy, the leafy growth on top of the grapevines, and how if this canopy becomes overgrown, so I think of it as maybe we're overworked or we're too obsessed with our own busyness, then we can become overgrown. And what that does is it makes that fruit suffer. It blocks out the sunlight. So that's our call to pull ourselves back, to pull ourselves back to our purpose of creating that fruit, that good fruit to share. Our goal then is to be open and receptive of those times when God is calling to us throughout the busyness of life. This story is not about sitting rather than doing. The story is not about feeling bad about being a busy person. This story is about finding a balance. You don't have to strive to be Mary instead of Martha. Martha's work too is holy work. Hospitality is one act of loving your neighbor, which we are all called to do. We just have to remember that we have permission to sit and soak in the message Jesus has for us, and to find that quiet center within ourselves. Amen.